Police say more drunk drivers get behind the wheel during the holidays than at other times of the year. That makes driving riskier for them and us. So departments insist on testing suspect drivers who cannot legally say no. That's the no refusal part.
If you don't consent to giving a sample of breath or blood, a search warrant will be obtained and one will be taken from you anyways.
Richard Alpert is a Tarrant County Assistant DA.
And the program's designed to help deter people from testing us on that point and encouraging people not to drive while intoxicated.
Tarrant County got a $300,000 grant to help cover the additional no-refusal costs. They include nurses hired to draw blood when required instead of taking suspects to hospital ERs. Judges are also on call to issue warrants. Alpert says no-refusal works. It's helped reduce the number of Tarrant's DWI arrests during the holidays.
If the word gets out that people cannot escape the responsibilities of this behavior, that the evidence will be collected and the results will be pretty definite, then I think that deters the thinking individuals.
Alpert says this year's goal in Tarrant County is to keep driving while intoxicated arrests under 100. The names and ages of those arrested and charged with DWI will show up on the Tarrant County webpage. Tarrant County's no-refusal policy begins tonight at 9:30. Bill Ziebel, KERA News.